You're being too reckless. You're going to get us killed.
You want everyone to think that you got it all put together, that you're in control. The reality is, it's just a matter of time before the other shoe drops.
So will you help?
He'd be dangerous.
Could give us some answers.
Don't go looking for no trouble.
I don't need to.
Some exciting stuff that we want to share with you right here. A new murder mystery film that is premiering tonight right here in Seymour, Connecticut. She Cries Murder. You just heard the trailer right there. It features some superstars and some Connecticut stars and even Connecticut locations where this took place. And I am really grateful personally to know Joey Ambrosini, who's in the film, but also that Joey had asked me months ago to conduct some of the red carpet interviews tonight, and I immediately accepted. I've never done a red carpet event, so I'm very excited. This is taking place again in Seymour tonight, and it's at the Strand Theater, and I'm so excited to be there. So Joey joins us now, but also the director, Tony Capes, is here. Gentlemen, welcome, and how excited are we going into tonight's premiere?
What's up, Melissa? How are you?
Oh, I'm excited.
First of all, I want to say thank you very much for agreeing to do this tonight. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're looking forward to it. We're beyond excited.
I mean, it's going to be great. And honestly, you could have totally asked anybody. So really, the honor is mine. I'm very excited. And I want to let people know, first of all, what goes into not only creating a film, but a murder mystery. I mean, there's so much that goes into this. And where did the concept of She Cries Murder come from?
Yeah, it just came from my love of detective stories. You know, I just want to tell, I love detective stories, love the shows, movies, novels, and I just wanted to tell a good one after, you know, consuming so many murder mysteries. So once I got the formula down, I was like, okay, I can do this. Let's make it something twisty-turny here.
Yeah, we love a good twisty-turny. And you have some pretty incredible actors, as I mentioned. Joey's a buddy of mine. He's very talented. Yeah. I mean, how did you go about finding the characters and who's going to play those roles? I understand you even have somebody that people are familiar with if they ever watch Impractical Jokers.
Yes, Johnny Lalanden, who's great. He plays Sloppy Joe on Impractical Jokers. But yeah, no, it's really just like the strong community of Connecticut filmmakers and actors. I was on, you know, local Facebook communities, just reaching out, looking for people who are interested. And then, I don't know, a bunch of people just jumped on board. And I was just like so surprised at the outreach. And then, you know, once you get one person on board, they know this person and that person. And then you just come up with such tremendous talent. It was really great.
What is the film? Yeah, go for it, Joey, because I was going to ask you, you know, how, you know, first of all, what role you play, but also what it's like. But yeah, chime in, Joey, please.
Well, I got involved with it because Tony posted a casting call on Facebook. And around that time, I just got released. Well, not released, but I stepped back from my former manager, and I just got a new manager. Shout out to JXL, Jermaine Russell, who's like a father to me. But I got connected with this one when Tony posted a casting call, and I loved the concept of it. And, you know, when we were able to get Johnny in the film and so many incredible talent, Tristan Rizzuto, Cos Fulger, Laura Mazziotti, Tony Bonsignore, so many incredibly talented people are part of this film. And I've just been blessed to have been part of this one. And what I like about this film the most is that from the roles I've played thus far, you know, appearing in various different horror films, Damon's Revenge and Johnny and Clyde, it was really nice for me to be able to play something that contrasts very well to my other stuff. And I liked this role a lot because you'll see in the film that I play sort of a serious role, which is really fun to play when you're in a comedy film. If you've ever seen like those, like, comedy films where you have that one serious character, but he's hilarious because he's being serious, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see this story come to life. Give kind of a brief synopsis. What is this movie about?
Yeah, so a woman comes to these brothers who are down their luck. They're trying to keep their agency afloat. They're just trying to get their bills paid, and she believes that her husband was murdered, even though the cops had concluded it was a suicide. So they take the case out of desperation. She's desperate to have someone solve it because the police don't want other people don't want to go near it because the police are involved. So you just go on this journey with the brothers. You start from day one and you go through to the end. And it's a fun journey to watch them try to tinker, stumble and find their way through and solve the case.
Okay, so if I can say this, Joey, don't get mad at me, okay? Because you know I love you, Joey. You know, but I don't know if you told Tony this though. This is where I think I don't want to get you in trouble. So Tony, Joey sent me the movie because I needed. Yes. I want to have my homework done. You know, I want to make sure I don't look like
wow.
a ding dong.
You
listen,
say it on the radio too, Melissa.
Yeah, listen. I'm just saying. You know, I love you, brother.
At least pull the man aside and like wrap me out like behind my back.
I mean, listen. At least you know I'm going to be straight with you. I'm never going to talk behind your back. See, at least you know I'm that kind of friend. I'm going to be. And I'll share it with 60,000 listeners
we'll
who are all
that
tuning
tonight,
in,
Melissa.
Right? I know I might get myself in trouble. I watched it ahead of time because I told Joey I was like, you know, my anxiety. You know, I need to know everything because I want to do the best job I can. It's excellent. It's excellent. It's really the story is excellent. The characters are phenomenal. I'm very excited for people to watch this, and we'll tell people where they can go to get tickets and all of that. But I notice, you know, before I even read more about this, there are you guys film all over Connecticut, and that's so cool to me. I mean, it was really, really neat. Talk a little bit about how you chose some of the locations.
Yeah, well, yeah. I got to tell you, me and Tony, we've actually had growing relationships with people from the Connecticut Film Alliance who we look forward to seeing tonight. Shout out to Ed Cohen and Don Q of the Connecticut Film Alliance. I look forward to seeing them tonight. But we've had a lot of, I guess you could say, setbacks from this business. SAG strikes, us living in Connecticut, we have a governor who was going to attack our tax credit, and we still don't know to this day, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. So we just decided, it's like, well, hey, we're people who want this business. And when you want this business and you want to bring it to your hometown, there's no bigger high for the future of this business and bringing it to the state of Connecticut. I've been incredibly grateful, especially we've even shot some scenes in my hometown of Monroe, Connecticut, which is always a pleasure. You'll even see, I know you're very good friends with Terry Rooney, who actually has a little cameo in the film.
Does he? Terry Rooney, if you're listening right now, I'm so mad at you. You didn't tell me that. That is so cool. Of course he does. But you know what? That totally checks out of anyone. Of course, Terry Rooney is like, oh, I got to get in this film. Sorry, Tara. I had to say it. That's funny. That's awesome. Of course he has a cameo. Sorry, continue. I did notice Monroe, though. That stood out very strongly. I have to go back, though. That's right. God, I didn't give him a hard time, but continue. Sorry, continue.
No, it's just, it's honestly just great to know that, you know, being grown up in Connecticut my entire life, born and raised, it's a blessing to have a lot shoot in my area.
Yeah. It's really, really cool. What about some of the, Tony, I noticed that there are, I think, the Webster immediately. I mean, that it literally says it. You know, they go in there. There's a deli that I believe is it in Enfield? I mean,
yeah,
you,
it's in Enfield.
Yeah.
That's where I am.
How do you, that's where you are. Okay. I was going to say, how do you pick these locations? So obviously I knew Joey was from Monroe. So I knew that connection. But I mean, some of the locations you picked, I mean, they're beautiful and the way that they're shot and everything, like it makes sense. But I always think like, how do people choose their locations? I've always been fascinated by that.
It's a lot of asking and a lot of rejection and, and a lot of hoping and begging. And it's just a lot of that. So you go around to different businesses and, you know, local businesses are always great because they are very welcoming, very friendly. They understand what you're trying to do and they know you're not going to like cause a fuss. So I really appreciate, you know, businesses like Enfield Produce and Deli, which is run by Ron and Laura. They were tremendous. They let us film there twice. And you know, I couldn't be even more grateful because we filmed a lot of scenes in there and they could have just easily said no.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's so true. Yeah. That's so it takes a village. It totally takes a village.
And I got to tell you, with the efforts of our incredible crew, I mean, the way we were able to even have to transform some of those sets, it was all the efforts of our crew, I got to tell you. Our crew, we were a bunch of soldiers. And I have to tell you, because I've created films that were very ultra-low budget, and this being a low-budget independent film, I honestly can vouch that tonight when people see on the big screen, they are going to be very proud of what they see. It has incredible talent, and honestly, this is all a big testament to the entire team. I want every single person, if everyone listening, every single person on the team to know that I'm very proud of each and every single one of them.
Yeah, it's a lot of talent, a lot of talent on the big screen. So I'm curious, do you guys still have, because I know you have a huge following, but do you have any more tickets available for people or have you sold out?
I think there should be tickets still available at the door.
Okay, at the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so if people go
there,
there's
going to be tickets at the door. So for all the details, for everyone listening, it's at the Strand Theater tonight. The doors open at 5 o'clock, red carpet show at 6, showtime at 7 o'clock. Come down, have a great time. We have a big red carpet show. Melissa's going to be doing our interviews, and we have movie posters, and we'll even be selling DVDs of the film. So we look forward to everyone coming together and enjoying this masterpiece of a movie.
Yeah, it's Connecticut talent, creating more talent. It's phenomenal. And again, guys, I want to thank you so much for even letting me have like this baby sliver of a part in this whole story. I'm really, really excited to see you guys tonight. And again, the film She Cries Murder, it's a good one. It's a good one. You don't want to miss it. So if you want to go to the doors tonight, I highly recommend it. I will see you guys there. The Strand in Seymour. And again, tickets are, God, your tickets are super affordable too. $20. It's great. It's awesome. Good stuff.
Absolutely. Worth every penny.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. Are you kidding me? And Joey, don't be mad at me. I told the truth in front of
you.
I'm
right?
I'm not mad.
You showed up for me, so you'll make up for it.
I will. I'll be there. It's going to be great.
We love you, Melissa.
I love you guys, too. Are you kidding me? I'm so excited for tonight. My first red carpet appearance. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I hope to not let you down. I did my homework. So at least you know that. At least you know I'm coming with knowledge. That's good.
We'll have a great time.
It's going to be really fun. Joey and Tony, thank you so much. Again, the movie She Cries Murder. It is premiering tonight at the Strand Theater in Seymour. And they still got some tickets available. Just head to the doors and you could pay right there and enjoy a really incredible night right here in Connecticut. And I will be there as well. So I hope to see you there.